You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, April 25th, 2018, week 244. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Sesko.
And this is Destiny Pizza. Time for some Weeviewed Reviewed. I watched two movies, you watched two movies.
Mm-hmm.
All different movies. So the audience benefits from our dissynchronicity.
Yes. Very different
genres,
too.
Yeah. What kind? No.
A couple of the same.
Yeah.
Two of the same.
And the two, other two are very different.
Same. A wide variety of things.
Yeah, one had a giant freak in it, the other one was called Rampage. I'm just kidding. I saw Andre the Giant, the documentary on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap, I don't think I've ever been so bummed out by a documentary.
Really?
It was a bummer. Well, but they talked to...
He dies. Yeah. Obviously.
But they talked to everyone from like Vince McMahon, Hulk Hogan, which was awesome. One of his like good friends, his daughter, someone that like looked after his estate when he didn't live there, because he bought like a little thing house in not a little house, I think it was a big house,
mm-hmm.
and land in Ellerbe, North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
to like get away from it all.
Yeah.
So like, they talked to his brother. They talked to Rob Reiner and Billy Crystal. They talked to Carrie Ells. They talked to Robin Wright. It was very interesting documentary because it was just so heartbreaking, I think, a lot of it. You don't really realize the tragedy behind it. They talk about his farts for like a good 20 minutes or so.
Oh, really? Entertaining. Yeah, that was funny part.
Yeah.
A lot of levity in there.
You laugh.
Wasn't all depressing.
And then after that, it's just a ride straight down to depression.
Well,
so yeah. Highly recommend it, though. Cool. I think 8 out of 8. That was a great documentary.
Nice.
What did you watch, Mike?
I saw a movie called Blockers.
Was it originally called Blockers? I think it was.
Was it Cockblockers?
Yeah.
And they didn't want to put that in the title, I guess.
I wonder why.
Why would we not want this? Oh, okay. But yeah, that's probably why. I think they still have on billboards, they have like a...
They have two chickens or something.
Yeah, they got like chickens and then like blockers or something like that. Anyways, yeah, it's a movie about like three high school friends that on prom night, they decide to lose their virginity and their parents try to stop them, basically.
With Leslie Mann.
Leslie Mann, Ike Barinholtz.
John Cena,
those are the main three.
Aparna something.
Yeah, but those are the main three that try to stop him, and like Hannibal Buress is one of the girl's stepdads. Awesome. And yeah, so basically it's them trying to follow them all night to stop them. So it's kind of like two movies in one, sort of, where it's their story going to prom and after that, and then it's them trying to follow them and stop them. But yeah, pretty funny, pretty entertaining.
Yeah, it looked funny.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. I liked it. It's a good little like high school type movie. And then, John Cena's pretty funny. Ike Barinholtz is good. We need more Ike Barinholtz everywhere. I feel like he's...
Yeah, like in Suicide Squad.
Yeah. I feel like if you could have added more Ike Barinholtz to Suicide Squad...
It would have been weird.
It would have been weirder, but it would have been better somehow.
Yeah. What would you rate it?
I'd probably get 6. 6 out of 8.
Oh, wow.
And then I saw another movie, Rampage, with The Rock.
Dwayne Johnson. I think he goes by The Rock.
Does he go by The Rock? He doesn't go by The Rock anymore? Dwayne Johnson, yeah. Dwayne Johnson.
I'm surprised they didn't get him for the Andre the Giant documentary.
I heard a story
Ric Flair.
About it. They
got Ric Flair for that Andre the Giant documentary.
I think they tried to get The Rock, but then it never got to The Rock.
That's the thing.
Like, they got to The Rock's people, but it never got to The Rock. And Rock was like, oh, I would have loved to be in this. But like, it never got to him.
No, so I think...
Also, he's a busy dude.
He's a busy guy, and they didn't really talk on like the lasting impact on like current wrestlers.
Yeah, because he's kind of
big
old
school
in
wrestlers. His career ended in like the 80s, or he passed away in 90s.
But I think he knew The Rock's dad.
Yeah, so that would have been cool, but that was one thing that I had going against the documentary.
Yeah.
I was like, it would have been cool to see his lasting impact.
Yeah, that in the future of it.
Yeah, and then Vince McMahon said something really weird. Vince McMahon is a CEO, and, head of the board of directors, I think, of WWE. And he's like, I guess they left on bad terms, and then Andre the Giant passed away. And he's like, do you ever like regret the way you talked to him? And he's like, I have this mechanism of dealing with negativity in my life. And I was like, what a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is that? What does that even mean? Like a mechanism? Like you just put it in an imaginary box in your head and then lock that box?
It doesn't seem like a healthy way to deal with it.
And so like he literally started tearing up as he's saying this.
Yeah.
And I was like, it clearly didn't work.
Yeah, clearly you put it off to the side, but it's still in there. And you're going to crack one day and be like...
And just like kill yourself.
And just like, oh no, it's all coming out.
Yeah.
I didn't use that mechanism properly. That's weird.
And I can't stop thinking about him saying that, though. Like, literally, really... since I saw that documentary, I'm like, I wonder what that mechanism is. Like,
do I need to elaborate?
No. And I was like, should I have a mechanism? Like, I don't think that's a healthy way to do it.
I feel like with Vince McMahon, is that who it is? Yeah, I don't think that's
I don't think that's the right guy to take life advice from.
Yeah, he just...
Founder of the XFL?
I know he's been successful, but I'm just saying, like...
Wildly successful.
He just doesn't seem like the type of person... Yeah. I'm like, oh, he's got it all going on.
He does. Okay. Worked with his family.
All right.
Stephanie McMahon is married to Triple H.
All right.
Shane McMahon is head of...
Okay. I'm just saying he looks like he's going to crack. Like he's...
Yeah. He looks great for his age, I'm sure.
I also can't tell because sometimes he's a character, so...
Yeah.
That's also hard to know.
Yeah. Knows.
So, anyways, Rampage with Dwayne Johnson, Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
He's in that movie?
Yeah.
Was he a scientist or something?
He's like FBI.
Okay.
Dude. He's like, he comes in to deal with the giant creatures. So basically, The Rock's friends with...
Coco.
The ape. I know Coco. George. It's based on that video game, but like, it's not because the video game, they're humans that get turned into creatures.
Yeah.
And the
alligator's
a... It's a lizard. So those were my knocks going in. I was like, hey, that's not cool.
And the wolf can't fly.
The couple things... there's no real story to that video game that I know of. Like, it's just scientists getting turned into... But, like, they completely changed those things. And I was like, hey, what's going on here? Didn't like that. But, it's, like, basically what you think it's going to be, I guess. It's just, like, monsters destroying a city, basically. And But the only characters I really liked were, like... I did like The Rock. I liked George the Ape. And I liked Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I guess those were the only people I knew going in. Well, besides the ape. But, it was okay. Nothing, like, extraordinary about it. Or even for, like, one of those destruction movies, nothing too special about it. But entertaining enough, I guess.
Cool special effects?
It was okay. I mean, nothing, like, crazy. Like, I like other... like.
Can I predict your score before you give it?
You can. I don't think it'll be right, but...
4?
Oh, you are right. that you are right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like other... Like, Pacific Rim, I liked a lot more than, like, this movie.
That's what I was guessing.
Yeah.
I think you gave that movie a 7, right?
Yeah. I like that movie a lot more. This... there wasn't any really, like... There's just a lot of dumb, like, the villains were dumb. There's, like, a lot of dumbness in it, kind of.
I think the term is stupidity.
Yeah. Well, the way dumb people say it is dumbness. So, there's a lot of dumbness in the movie. And, yeah, just some ridiculous stuff. But, like, them destroying buildings is kind of cool. But I kind of wish there was even more of it, I guess. I don't know. It was all right.
Okay, I'm going to just stop you there because this is kind of bumming me out.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it's not really worth seeing.
Knowing how much you love the video game as a kid.
I like the video game, and I'm just disappointed it's not. The
more like
couple
that.
Story points aren't like the video game. But I do like the George Rock. Like, I watching the movie, I'm like, this is how it had to be kind of thing. It's like, I don't care if a human gets turned into one of these things. I'm going to be like, I'm not going to have any sympathy. But if a gorilla that I like gets turned into one of these things against his will, it's more compelling. So, like, that was why I gave it 4. I like the George story. He's like an ape, and it's kind of cool. But then, like, I want more of, like, the George personality, because his personality is pretty funny in the movie. But, yeah. But what else did you see?
I saw Super Troopers 2.
Ah.
On 420.
On 420, of course.
Great movie. I loved it. I loved it just as much as I love the first
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I hear it's like a really, like, people like the first one.
If it's you like love a, the first one, you're going to love the second one.
Yeah.
And the way it's
number one,
was
number one this weekend, right?
Was it really?
At least number one for the new movies. I thought it was doing pretty well.
I didn't check.
Let me check it out. I read it had the, I think on Friday.
A Quiet Place was still at number one.
Oh, okay. But it's it demolishes expectations.
Yeah. A low weekend though.
Oh yeah, it didn't even beat I Feel Pretty, which
yeah, but
it's not released as
look
wide.
At the theaters. Yeah,
yeah. 2,000 to almost double, like 1.5 times.
Yeah, because the theater, like, me and my sister had plans to go see it for like over a week.
Yeah,
and then she's like, "Okay, well, we have to see it Friday night because my other sister with the kids was coming Saturday."
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like looking at times based on what time she was scheduled to come,
mm-hmm.
and I like looked at Spectrum, 8 o'clock. It was in one of the VIP theaters.
Yeah,
packed, sold out.
Oh, wow.
I looked at like a 9:50 showing. Sold out. And then I found a showing at 9:30 at the District in VIP that still had like good seats open, but even that theater was packed when I Jeez. Got there.
I guess it's because they don't have enough theater, like it's not it in was, as many
yeah,
theaters
like,
as
it was weird, like Elisa wasn't showing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, or maybe Elisa was showing it but it wasn't VIP, so it's like stuff like that. So
yeah,
but man, it was fun. Cool. And AMC VIP theaters have heated seats.
Really?
So that's kind of crazy.
It's cool.
But I forgot it was on. And then I, because like in my car, when I turn on the heated seats, it like gradually lowers over time. And I, for some reason, didn't, I expected that to happen here, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I so hot?
Why is it staying?
Well, my back is like tingling.
What's going on here? I need to complain.
The guy next to me sat down. He's like, oh, my seat. I left my seat warmer on the whole time. And I was like, oh, God. That's what it was. And I also saw the weirdest Buffalo Wild Wings commercial in mm-hmm. the theater. And I'm not sure if it was what? Only because it was 420 or if it was before Super Troopers that they showed this weird commercial of like the drink tripping out. And like, it what? Was so strange. It was just, I tried Googling it.
That is weird.
It was just really
It was like
weird.
In the first 20 minutes before the movie or something? Or like,
yeah.
Weird. I don't know. I don't know.
It was just strange.
Hard to tell.
Yeah, so this movie starts out really funny. Has some great cameos. I didn't know all the people that were going to be in it were in it. I would say somewhat predictable.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you're not going to this movie for...
Yeah, it's more for a lot of jokes and...
Which it had. And I think this movie, they did a lot of their own stunts. But I'm not sure. And, and also Tyler Labine and Will Sasso are in this movie,
oh,
which
yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
And they're hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whenever they talk.
Yeah, I like those guys.
And then they did, like, a... little scene after the movie, and then they did the bloopers during the trailer or during the credits.
I always love those.
There was a final scene after the movie, so it was good.
Cool.
Yeah, I give this movie an 8 out of 8. Also, nice. It was. I will say I was blown away. I did not expect to enjoy it.
Yeah,
as much as I did.
That's cool.
Yeah,
it's always good when. You just set your expectations at the right place, and then they're
Well, because you're like, how funny could like a sequel from the Broken Lizard guys be? Because, I mean, it is Broken Lizard, after all. Like,
yeah.
It's somewhat hit or miss now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Since then.
Mm-hmm. And then it's a sequel. Comedy sequels are very difficult.
16 years since the first one came out.
Yeah.
So it's like, is it? So
yeah, can it be fun? It's like when Anchorman 2 came out, you're like, I liked Anchorman, but like Anchorman 2, oh, you haven't?
I never watched it.
Yeah, it never doesn't quite live up to like Anchorman, so it's like, it's okay, but like, you expect more from it even though you're like, you shouldn't expect that much more from a comedy sequel.
Okay, so Super Troopers 1 gross 18 million.
That's going to beat that.
So easily. It's going to beat that one. For Broken Lizard, it's in third place of box office after Super Troopers and Beer Fest. Mm. Beer Fest was 19 million. So.
Man, it's crazy how small those are, though, in reality. Like, considering how popular they are in, like,
pop culture.
Yeah. Like, after the
fact. They all have, like, cult followings.
So yeah.
Yeah. So those are the movies I watched. I've also been still watching The Last Man on Earth.
Mm-hmm. Where are you at? How far into it are you?
I think I'm almost done with season 2. All
right.
I've been watching this one much slower.
Yeah.
But,
it's a hard, I mean, 20 episodes a season at least.
Yeah.
So those are always hard binges. Even if, like, they're half hour, right?
I think so.
Yeah, even if they're half hour. I feel like that mentally, that's more than, like, 10 episodes of 1 hour.
Yeah.
Somehow. It's just like, oh, this is long.
I'm going to try to watch Westworld this week, though.
Ooh.
But I'm still...
You're going to catch up to time for season 2?
Yeah.
Do it. It's worth the watch. It's entertaining. It, like, makes you think.
Yeah.
And you don't completely understand it, even. Even if
you're
lost.
That's what I don't like.
Yeah. That's but, like, you get it. Like, and you can always watch, like, somebody explaining it, because they're kind of like, that's all over the internet. But I don't like to look on the internet week to week, because I only looked... explaining it like after I'd watched the whole season.
Like, I'm because like people on, like, I'm behind on Terrace House.
Oh really?
Which is crazy.
That's the show you never get behind on.
I know. I'm behind on,
but now it's good because it'll bunch up and you can watch like three or four.
I get to watch like I think I'm 4 episodes right.
Yeah. Behind. So that's what you were complaining about before.
In the online community, there's this weird thing going on where like the main person who was uploading these episodes for people outside Japan disappeared.
Really?
And now like 3 people have taken place of him.
Weird.
Or her. I assume it was him.
Yeah.
And, like, they're doing a really good job, and I'm very impressed
with
how this community is running.
Yeah.
Because they're still continually uploading the old episodes of the first season that no one saw in America and the new season.
So they're doing better than the other guy?
Well, it's hard to say because right now they're just, like, pushing a bunch of episodes out.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just to make up for time or if they're... if that's like the regular pace they're going to keep going at. So I'm happy though.
Cool.
Game news. I played Nintendo Labo Kit 2.
Oh. Which one's that?
It's the robot one.
Okay.
Pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
I was impressed with it.
That looks really cool, the trailer for it.
I was surprised at how well it's engineered, all this cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
If the cardboard breaks, you can buy replacement kits on Nintendo for like $13 for the whole robot, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
And the game is really cool because there's like this visor thing you wear. And I thought it was a VR headset, but it's not. But when you put it down, it puts you into first person mode. And when you flip it up, it takes you to third person mode. Mm. And you can fly as a robot and you can paint it and stuff. It's pretty cool stuff. So I had the other kid. I haven't touched it. I'm going to wait until my niece and nephew. I was hoping they would build it with me, but they're like, nope, you can build it by yourself. And then I was surprised at how long it took. It took like, I think 4 hours.
Really?
To build this robot kit.
That's like the hardest one though, isn't it?
Or... yeah, because the whole box is one kit.
Yeah. What's the other one you got? Like the piano or the, like, it's the like, fishing rod?
No,
or
it's
like...
all of those.
Oh, it's all
one
of those.
Set.
Okay.
So it's like 5 games in one set. It's like a house, a fishing rod, piano, a remote control bug thing, and something else. And you're like, so you have like a lot of, on that one you have a lot of options. I'm very impressed at how well it works though, because there's like these, when you're building it, there's like these boxes that you have to fill with this cardstock to make them heavy. And then like it uses the other one controller's like gyrometer or whatever to figure out which way you're like steering your robot. Oh. And it uses infrared to bounce off this magnetic stickers that you put on the boxes to tell when you're punching and stuff.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Huh.
I was like, this is very impressive.
Yeah.
Like, shout out to Nintendo for that one.
Yeah.
Which they didn't pay for me to get it or anything. That's the downside is it's expensive. $70 a set.
Yeah. Like, I'm curious how well these are going to sell. Like, they look pretty cool and it's a very unique thing to do.
My guess is if you want to make a lot of money down the line, is you store a few of these kits.
Yeah.
And keep them in mint condition. Cause I know when I am like 10 years from now when I'm like, you know what, I want to play that robot set.
Yeah.
And I go to take this out of whatever storage I had it in,
it's gonna completely deteriorate.
Yeah. Because it's cardboard.
Makes sense, yeah.
I should like shellac it or something, like spray it.
Yeah, yeah, just to make it more stiff.
Yeah. Make sure it won't die.
Fall apart, yeah.
But yeah, it's very cool. Everything fits in perfectly together, and then there's these screw things that you can build, and you can mess around with your robot with that. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, I gotta try that out.
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah, that's it.
And it can be any size, like any person size, or how does that work?
I'm the perfect height for the...
Like, really?
Because like you can like...
So what if a kid tries to do it, though?
No, I mean, I'm the perfect height, and then anyone above me is screwed.
Oh, okay. Can't play it. Got it.
I guess they could just make the strings a little bit longer, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like there's these things when you can like wrap the string around, and because you have to put these two things on your feet and two things in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And you can like adjust those to make them, and you can adjust the backpack.
People. Okay.
So you're wearing like this backpack thing.
Yeah.
And this visor, and you can adjust that too. So pretty cool. Let's get into discussion. Should streaming movies be eligible for festivals or awards? Well, Netflix announced they're trying to buy some movie theaters this
year. Yeah. Is it just to get eligible for certain awards? Like to show them in theaters?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the hoops they're going to make you, they can definitely afford theaters, I would think.
Would you go to a movie theater to see a Netflix movie early? Bright 2.
I mean, if MoviePass is able to be used, maybe.
What if you got...
And maybe. But like,
what if you could just use your Netflix subscription?
I mean, probably not then. Like, most likely not. Unless it's like really convenient, which I doubt it'll be convenient because the theater will probably be in LA.
Well,
somewhere
it's like the crazy thing is like Whole Foods announced that they're getting rid of their loyalty program,
mm-hmm.
and just like they're fully going into the Amazon loyalty program.
Mm. Yeah.
Which I think is very strange.
Yeah, that is weird.
But
you think they'd still want to be kind of separate, but
apparently not.
Trying to integrate, it looks like. Huh.
But yeah, so what, like, so it would only be because of MoviePass.
Basically,
which
yeah.
is its own thing, because MoviePass is like, last year that company lost $170 million.
Yeah.
But that counts for the acquiring of MoviePass as well.
Yeah. Just like, I mean, nothing on Netflix, no Netflix movie has been that, like, just I've been that interested in
irreplaceable
yet.
You. What if,
true.
What if it was the first two episodes of Stranger Things season
ooh.
Three?
Yeah, I think I'd do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be pretty cool. Like, you'd have to do something like that I'm either already invested on, or it's some, like, IP I already know. Like, or if it's people I like, movie, I guess.
Yeah, they're like, oh, back in theaters, Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, maybe it can be a movie that, yeah, I've already, that's, it could even be a movie that's already exists.
Aziz Ansari recreating The Horrible Night.
Oh, my gosh. How much are they going to pay Aziz to do this?
They're like, hey, if you want to, that's what they should do.
Yeah, just talk about
it. I want to see how bad it was, yeah.
Maybe that's Master of None season 3.
Yeah, he goes on like a bad date.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't realize he was like horrible.
He's like, where did this inspiration
come from? He's like, I know I was kissing a married woman, but...
I know, I was like, was that not worse? But I'm a character in this. My name's not even Aziz.
Yeah, man.
Such a different person.
That's crazy.
Jerry Seinfeld, he was named Jerry Seinfeld. That's more like him.
That's true. And he's
Louis
like
was Louis. Louis's Louis. He's really he's worse in that show than he probably is in real life. So I don't know. He does some bad things in that show.
Yeah. Yeah, so back to the actual discussion. Should streaming movies be eligible for festivals or awards?
I think they definitely should.
Yeah,
what does something crazy being in a theater have to do with anything?
I feel it's like
the craziest
it's super
thing I've
archaic,
ever.
Like
yeah,
this line of thinking.
It's very archaic. It's like, why did it have?
They're
to...
like, and you also must mail in submissions.
Exactly. Like, yeah, it's just how the world works. Almost everywhere, it's like everything's archaic until it's not.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Why do we do certain things? Why are certain things like mailed when, like, why is
it just
like voting arbitrary. Why is voting like we have to go somewhere or I
well,
mean
I
you
did.
Can mail it in,
yeah, but, I just did that this week. I signed up for my mail-in ballot.
Oh, nice. Yeah, but like it's only because that's how it's been done and they're afraid of hacking or whatever. I don't know what they're afraid of exactly, but
yeah, fraud.
Yeah,
but like some countries have their elections, like you can text in your vote.
Yeah, that'd be so cool. So many people, more people would vote if you could do that.
Yeah, but that's the problem, I think, is we also don't want everyone to vote. Well, or the government doesn't want everyone to vote.
Yeah, that's the problem.
What if I had two cell phones?
Yeah, well, you got to find some way to do it where you like...
Where you match up your social security number to a cell phone.
That doesn't seem safe either.
Yeah.
There's no good way to do it. I'm just saying there's better ways than what we do right now.
That's like my cousin the other day being like, man, this religion census information is bogus. Why don't they just ask you that when you get your driver's license? Did I tell you about that?
No.
Yeah, he was like, when you get your driver's license or any government form, they should just ask you what religion you are. Yeah. I'm like, hey, you know when they did that last time? The Holocaust.
Yeah, they should put like a little star too. Oh, that was somebody in politics was like, oh, they should put a star on like new immigrants or whatever, like on their license or whatever. Like, are you even seeing what you're saying? Or it's like, crazy. You believe that.
That, like, there's nothing wrong with what you're saying.
Yeah. It's just nuts. But yeah, like, if a movie's a movie, it's a movie's a movie. It's like something you watch. Where you watch it, why does something have to be in theaters?
Where you watch it first. Where it's available to watch.
Exactly, especially
for
the people,
first, like, 2 months.
Exactly, because the people doing the awards, they don't watch them in theaters. They watch them at home. They get the streamers. So it's like, they're not even watching them that way. Why would that make them eligible for awards? Because other people watch them that way. And most of the time, like the movie, like Moonlight and stuff, those didn't make any money in the theaters.
Yeah, they put them in theaters.
They make more money after they win awards than before.
A lot of these movies, they put them into theaters because they have to follow these like little guidelines where it has to be like running in a theater for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Like in 11 theaters for 2 weeks. And so they find like 11 smallest theaters that they can run these movies in.
Yeah.
And run them. And one of those theaters, it's at the near UCI. And it's like the weirdest movies get played there, and you're like, oh, these movies are all Oscar movies.
Yeah, exactly. So it can only be because they have some kind of deal with theaters that they're like because the world.
And I think that's the only reason Netflix is ineligible for a lot of these awards is because theaters don't want them in there.
Yeah, they're just like because they're kind of competing with each other. They're always trying to like, oh, you don't have to leave. Watch Netflix. So they don't like. So theaters see that and they're like. You guys are almost like
your
competitors, even more so than like, I mean, them and television verse, but like television doesn't seem to do.
No, but the fact that Netflix is making their own movies.
But like nobody on, it's not like anybody on television's like, oh, they shouldn't be eligible for Emmys. They're not cable.
I think people are making that argument.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Because the fact that it's not released in a weekly format or something, I don't know.
That's just so dumb. It's like, well, then improve your format. Don't
don't
screw around with the format that's better than yours.
Yeah, but their argument is that it's not an improvement, which is crazy.
Of course it's an improvement. It's an easier story.
Numbers don't lie. Like, look at the numbers.
Exactly. It's like just, maybe you could categorize your award better then. Emmy shouldn't be television. It should be like broadcast. Like you would think broadcast TV would be mad at cable, like AMC and stuff. Yeah. They'd be like, AMC, you can do all this stuff. We're more guidelines, like are stricter.
Well, did you hear that on the other side of that argument, broadcast is free to everyone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cable to premium.
That's a good point.
Amazon Prime, like 12% of subscribers subscribe only for streaming.
That
isn't it that crazy? High. That's super high.
That is high. I would assume like that's just a benefit.
Like they don't order anything? Like
yeah.
Yeah, they released their numbers this week.
Interesting. Yeah, because I always thought, like, well, now and more Amazon Prime's becoming more better than it used to be. Before, it was just like, oh, and you have this perk of, I mean, like, the stream, the movie service. It was like, oh, you have this perk of you get these movies, too.
And now it's available on Apple TV. I think, like, that's a big thing.
Yeah, that is a big thing.
So, I use it more now because of that.
Yeah, the world's just changing, and I think people need to...
Like, adapt or get out.
Yeah, I think they need to be like... This is just how it is now. Any media that fits that category is what it is.
Yeah, but then what's like? What are they going to be like? Oh, it has to be between an hour and a half and
three hours. None of that should be like that. Shouldn't be any kind of guideline. I think if it's good, it's good. And like,
what if
and
all the stuff like that? Make a movie on YouTube.
I think that should count. If like,
if it's
the problem is, yeah, like.
Because then you have to market it. Like, there's, the whole thing is like...
That's the thing. It's like, yeah, it's all, like, you have to... Because movies only get into, like, certain Oscar categories and stuff is because the studios push them. It could be a great movie and everyone thinks
like
that.
Like, George Clooney but could be the solo star of a movie and be up for Best Supporting Actor because that's how the studio wants to do it.
So that's true. But, like, if Netflix is going through all the steps to push their things in the right way... Then it makes sense, but it's all like it's all elitism, like
gobbledygook
anyway, because it's like you need a mechanism to push it forward. Yeah. Like if you made a movie on YouTube that was so well received, like it's possible it could get natural traction. It's just like very highly unlikely.
Yeah, but it would like still require a studio to come
in. Someone would have to back you. They'd have to acquire and back you exactly. So like hypothetically, I think it's possible, but like,
is it likely? Probably not.
Very unlikely. But it would have to, someone would have to help you.
I want to become super rich and make a YouTube video starring George Clooney and...
Yeah, that's why I'm curious if any like major studios like, oh, and we're going to put it on YouTube.
For free.
Like, that's what I'm curious about.
No one would do that.
Yeah, but what about YouTube Red?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Next week, summer movie pool.
Yeah, that time of year.
Yeah, we're getting on it this time.
Yeah, we're kind of a week late, but I mean, there's only one movie coming out. I think I'll put it number one anyway.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if we didn't. But I think I said that last year about a movie.
That wasn't number one.
That wasn't number one. Or 2 years ago. Or every year. Every year I think it's obvious what the number one is. And then it's like, Jurassic World's number one. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
But it's not Avengers. No matter what like movie we thought was going to be number one, it was never Avengers.
True.
Because I don't think we've done one since Age of Ultron, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been no Avengers since Age of Ultron, so.
So yeah, on Netflix, Bill Nye, Science Guy, and Psychokinesis.
Was that different than Bill Nye the Science Guy?
Yeah, apparently it's a documentary. Ooh. Or something like that. It's a 90-minute movie.
Okay.
Tomorrow, America's Sweetheart, This Week in Movies Now, and Trailer Talk. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.